We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's your Thanksgiving tradition?
Hi, my Thanksgiving tradition is we all gather at my aunt's house. We have a huge family. So we get this big, long table.
Uh-huh.
And we're all sitting and we eat there.
How many people, when you say big family, do you have an actual number?
We have a family of 50 plus people.
Wow.
That's a big family.
Wow.
That's more than your 8-foot banquet table.
How many turkeys does it take to feed you guys?
We have 3 turkeys.
Oh, that's absolutely incredible. I love that tradition. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's your Thanksgiving tradition?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
My dad actually started this tradition. My mom has a huge family. We're a big Lebanese family. There's like 30 of us at Thanksgiving. So, like my immediate family, we never get to talk to each other. We're always visiting with relatives. And my dad missed having his, like all of his adult children now that we've all spread out at home for, you know, the holidays. So on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, we have our own Thanksgiving, just our immediate family and my 2 brothers. Now there's my husband and my kids, my brother's wife and their kids, and we always set aside Friday for our own family Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so you do like a VIP after party.
Exactly.
Cool.
And
I like that.
There's never any leftovers on Thanksgiving, but there's tons of leftovers, and it's just like the 8 of us. So.
Oh, that's amazing. Does your mom do like the tabbouleh, the kibbeh? Does she do? Because my mom does Lebanese food at Thanksgiving too.
You know what? We save that for like Easter. Easter is all Lebanese all the time. She'll make it throughout the year, but we do traditional American Thanksgiving, and then we save all of the good Lebanese stuff for Easter.
Oh. That is amazing. Yes,
let's
sweet potatoes,
Debkey, baby.
Sweet potatoes with the toasted marshmallows. That seems like to be the big Thanksgiving favorite. 644-9850. We're asking the question, what's your Thanksgiving tradition? Good morning.
Well, so mine's a little different than most people's, but we actually lost my mom about almost 6 years ago now.
I'm sorry.
And I actually ended up getting divorced a few years ago. So
Double
on the
sorry.
Year that my kids are with their dad and my brother's kids are with his wife's family, my dad and I get together and we make a small little turkey tenderloin and a small little meal of the favorites that we have, and we watch country westerns on TV.
Country westerns, that's amazing. What channel?
So me and my dad get together and
yeah, perfect. What channel do you find that?
He finds it on some channel. I don't know. There's always, I don't know what they are. He remembers all of them, but
dads have a special skill of finding channels you don't know existed.
Yeah.
My dad would find all these war documentaries, and I'm like, what channel is this? He's like, I got them all, son.
You know, you could
I
sit
don't
and
know.
Count.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving, you could sit and count all the things you don't have or count your blessings, and it sounds like you're doing the count your blessings
Absolutely.
Thing. I like it. Good for you.
Absolutely.
Hang in there. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Asking the question, what is your Thanksgiving tradition?
Hi, good morning. My Thanksgiving tradition is that we have a family farm up in Kingston.
Uh-huh.
And then there's about 75 of us for dinner. And we start off by going on a hayride and going pumpkin picking.
Wow.
I'm from Canada, so we pick it in October.
That's
and
amazing.
Yeah, it's super fun.
And so does everybody stay? Yeah, 75 is a lot. Does everybody stay overnight there, or what do you do?
Yeah, it's like a 3-day weekend holiday for us. So we drive up, and usually someone will host about 50 of us on the Saturday night, and then Sunday we do a big Thanksgiving dinner.
That's a nice getaway. Dan Aykroyd has a farm up there, and he kind of does some big parties in that area. Used to be a place back in the day where you could see the Hip playing at like a gathering up in Kingston. That's pretty cool you get to do that.
It's funny you should mention that. Actually, we have a cottage right across from the Hip. So on a really, really quiet night, you could always hear them jamming. It was a cool thing.
Are you part of like Are you Canada royalty, or what's your deal?
Basically, yeah. If you're across the lake from the hip, you're on the good lake.
You're like on the good lake, and you've got these big parties. I want to be. Can I be in your family now?
Come up anytime.
I love that. How late do the parties go?
Oh, well, when we were younger, they would definitely go till like midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning. But now that we've all gotten older and are having families, we probably tie it in around 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
If you're doing a cottage party and you're ending at that time, you're not doing it right.
I know. We've tried to spice it up every couple of years and do like themed dinners and whatnot. But you know what? It just started with, it's been a tradition. It's been going on in our family for over 30 years.
Oh, cool.
That's amazing. So, thank you for calling. Have a good time. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Megan.
Megan, what is your Thanksgiving tradition?
Okay, so I always go to my in-laws for Thanksgiving because my parents go away and visit my sister. So It's super-duper low-key. Super low-key, which I love. So we just have us, my two kids, myself, my husband, and then my in-laws and an aunt and uncle and my kid's uncle, and that is it. So I bring pies. We eat food, we hang out, wear sweatpants, like no big fuss. It's amazing, especially when you have the hustle and bustle of Christmas, where you literally have to go to 17 different houses between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
So you've got like a holiday safe place that you go to.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. And you know what? I agree with you. Thanksgiving, there's something so nice about Thanksgiving because all you're doing is cooking a meal and sharing it. And that's the stress and that's it.
Absolutely.
So, that's so cool. I like your tradition. 644-9850. Do you have a Thanksgiving Day tradition? In my house, our Thanksgiving Day tradition, when my mom, she started running at the age of 40 and became a runner. And so our Thanksgiving tradition always begins with everybody running the turkey trot. And it seemed like a good idea until we all learned what happens the day before Thanksgiving downtown. And then everyone started going out downtown and then so on and so on and so on. And so, yeah, the problem is the worlds collide between downtown the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, which is literally
it just kind of like, blends from one end to the other, Jan. I'd see what the problem is.
It does, because you'll see the people
bar closes,
at the side of the road.
You find a car or a ride of some sort and make your way to the turkey trot.
Attempt to put your sneakers on.
Yeah.
But Wednesday
left downtown on left, right on right.
Has become the world's biggest Buffalo reunion, and it's so much fun to be downtown, but it's crazy. Looking at the forecast as we get closer to Thanksgiving, it looks like the temperatures are going to stay right around the mid-30s. We've got a couple more days of cold temperatures that will sweep through the area, but yeah, we've got a cold front ahead of us. Hi, Kiss. What's your Thanksgiving tradition?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Hi, you're here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, our Thanksgiving Day tradition usually lasts 3 days. We have a family of 50 plus. We stay in a cabin, and we have games, basket raffles, food galore, movies, fireplace. And
oh, that's amazing.
Together.
Wait, where are you doing this? What cabin? What part of town?
It's in actually Cambria.
Oh, Cambria.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for over almost 30 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And the family, of course, has grown. So we start 3 days of full, you know, family fun.
How fun is that? You must look so forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I got to know, is there Wi-Fi in this cabin?
No.
That's got to freak out some of the family members.
Phone, no. the kids, if it's gorgeous outside, the kids go play outside, go for a walk, movies, food, games. It's just a really great time.
Wait, play outside? What app is that? I should download it.
I love that. That is a great tradition. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What's your Thanksgiving tradition?
Hi. So we always have Thanksgiving at my house. And so it's like always my favorite holiday. But one of our traditions, like many, is Black Friday shopping. But I think how we do it is very different from the way most people do it. So everyone who comes over brings their paper, like the newspaper with all the ads in it.
Yep.
And then each of us make a list, categorized by store, of like what we want, And then we photocopy everyone's list, and everyone gets a copy of everyone's list. And then we go to the store, and we all, like, divide and conquer. So if you find something on a shelf that's on someone else's list, you put it in your cart. And then we meet up in the middle of the store, and we just kind of, like, divide. And then whatever else we don't need, we just put back.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a lot of organization coming after the Thursday before Thanksgiving and all the debauchery that goes on. That just takes a whole lot of organization. Good for you. It's deals of love.
Thank you. It's definitely the way to go. So if anyone wants to try it this year and report back, I'm happy to help you.
All right. So here's my question. How do you decide? Do you shop on Thanksgiving? Because, you know, some stores are open. No.
No, because I really believe that Thanksgiving is such a family holiday and nobody should be working.
Okay.
So we shop, like, very, very late at night on Thanksgiving, but not during the day. That's our family time. So my brother's in college still, so he's home. So it's, like, the time that everyone is home. And we do nothing. We have the Thanksgiving Day parade on in the background. We don't watch it, but it's just on.
And right, exactly. I think it's on at everybody's
They've
house.
Backed up the start time to the point where, like, you're done eating, you can go out and shop now. So it used to be late at night. Now it's just kind of late in the day.
I start with the Westminster Dog Show.
Yes.
Root for the Bulldog.
Yep.
And then I go right into the Thanksgiving parade. And about that point, I'm panicking because something I'm making isn't coming out the way it's supposed to.
I'm confused. Janet, you're watching the dog show for the dogs?
I'm watching,
Oh, you got to watch for the people.
The trainers.
It's
so
way
funny.
More entertaining. The dogs are
side.
Cute. That'll last 10 seconds. The people, the outfits, the shoes, the pants, the walk. That's what you're watching for.
I like your shopping style. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning, Janet. How are you?
I cannot wait to hear what your Thanksgiving tradition is.
I'm actually calling in because I need a Thanksgiving tradition. So I'm listening to all these. This is my first Thanksgiving ever cooking a meal because I have a house big enough to entertain.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay!
So I'm listening to all these.
Yeah, you're getting the ideas. You know, in Jeff's family, they do a really cool thing where they go around the table and just briefly, they say something that they're thankful for the past year. And it's really special and people are very honest. That's a beautiful thing to do around your table for the first year.
Yeah, that is a good idea. And another thing, I know nobody is allowed to have a cell phone at the table.
Oh, no.
That
yeah, absolutely.
This is family time. We don't get together very often. No electronics.
No, I totally agree with that. Do you want Thanksgiving to be your annual tradition done at your house?
Yep, that's what we're going to do. Christmas is at my sister's, and Easter, we all go out. Thanksgiving, we're going to do at my house.
Have you ever thought of, how about one of those, like, have you ever seen the books where everybody can sign in the book that they were there? Like, you know, it'd be like Thanksgiving
like
2019, and have them all sign and write a little something, and then you can keep that through the years. That would be a fun one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do you have little kids?
No. I have a teenager and then an 8-year-old.
I was going to say, the 8-year-old might like making butter. Have you ever had him make butter?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You can get a butter churn. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. You just do it with the ice and the salt, and you just keep shaking it in a container.
I'm going to have to go for that.
It's really fun to do.
Hold on.
Just a little.
Ice cream or butter?
No butter. I haven't seen that kit. It's not a kit. It's just like a do-it-yourself. Hold on. I'll look it up really quick.
Yeah, please do. I'm only looking up slime recipes, but if you got a butter one?
Yeah, no, this is like, let's see, now, how to make buttermilk. I didn't put down buttermilk. I said how to make butter. Oh, how to make turned into buttermilk. There. Here we go. No, it's very, how to make homemade butter. It's really easy, actually. You never did that in school?
Mm-mm.
So it's 2/3 cup of cold, heavy whipping cream, 1 cup of a canning jar with a lid, and was there any other ingredients? And you just shake. You shake the jar until the butter forms a soft lump for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, shake.
Yeah, wheeze. Yeah, no, but you really do. And then the buttermilk separates out of the lump, and the jar has a solid lump of butter and liquid buttermilk. And then you pour the contents out of the jar through a strainer, and then you have butter. But you just have
bake,
to keep
Ricky Bobby.
You just
Let's
get
do
like
this.
One of those containers. It's fun to do. I've never tried that. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. You just need buttermilk. Yeah.
No, he'll like it. I'll try it. Thanks.
2/3 cup of cold, heavy whipping cream. You put it in a jar and you just start shaking it. And the kids have fun. Yeah. You just start.
You're gonna put Land O'Lakes out of business, Jan.
Probably am. Thanks for. I hope you find a tradition that you love. Happy Thanksgiving. Just a couple weeks away. Hard to believe we're getting that close.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.